we accomplish a fully qualified clear light that experiences great bliss and realizes an emptiness initially by means of a generic image. It's not a direct realization yet. But this realization is called ultimate example clear light. And it is the second of the five stages of completion stage. So once we're able to gather and dissolve all our winds into our central channel, we will accomplish a fully qualified clear light. That mind experiences great bliss and realizes emptiness, but not directly, by means of a generic image, which is like a reflection of the object. A generic image is like a reflection of the object. We know the object, but not directly. So here's a good example. I've used this example a lot. We all know our face very well, but not through seeing it directly. How do we know our face so well? Looking in the mirror, right? We know our face through a reflection. I mean visually, of course, we can know our face by touching it directly, but I mean seeing it directly, right? The point of this analogy is that a generic image is a valid, we can know an object through a generic image, but we're not knowing it directly yet. So when we accomplish fully qualified clear light, experiencing great bliss, realizing emptiness by means of a generic image, although now we've accomplished a higher realization, this is the second stage of completion stage, ultimate example clear light, it doesn't yet have the power to abandon delusion obstructions. We're getting close. Okay. But already, we've already accomplished now. So ultimate example clear light. Ultimate means fully qualified, which means all of our inner energy winds have dissolved into our central channel as they do at death. And example, so it's a clear light mind, and it's called example clear light because that practitioner can use that realization as an example of how they will soon accomplish a direct realization of emptiness, which means seeing emptiness directly without a generic image. Like, for example, like right now, like we with our eyes, we're not seeing our face directly, but we can see our hand directly. So eventually we're going to realize, we're going to see emptiness as clearly as we see the palm of our hand. Okay. Right now, because our mind is impure, contaminated by ignorance, the way we see things is the opposite of the way they exist. We don't see emptiness, we see the opposite. We see inherent existence, which is a false mode of existence. Okay, it's not the truth. So now we're going to see the truth with our very subtle mind of great bliss. That's where we're going. But at first, generic image. Okay, then when we arise from that meditation in which we've accomplished ultimate example clear light, that very subtle mind has now transformed, so our very subtle mind has transformed into the realization ultimate example clear light. That very subtle mind is mounted upon a very subtle inner energy wind. Okay. So when we arise from that meditation where we've accomplished ultimate example clear light, the very subtle inner energy wind that is the mount for ultimate example clear light transforms into the aspect of the deity, Haruka or Vajagini, depending upon our emphasis. What is our generation stage practice? This very subtle mind that is the mount for ultimate example clear light, sorry, this very subtle wind that is the mount for ultimate example clear light that now appears in the aspect of the deity is called the illusory body. illusory body. It is a divine body. It is the nature of wisdom light. It appears in the aspect of the deity and is white in color. This this illusory body is the third stage of completion stage. Now we've attained the third of the five stages. This illusory body is also called the impure illusory body. But as I explained last week, it's not impure like this gross body. This gross body is the nature of suffering. The only reason it's called impure illusory body is because we haven't yet abandoned the delusion obstructions. Because it's the mount for ultimate example clear light that's realizing emptiness by means of a generic image, not directly yet. So it's called the impure illusory body. But don't be fooled by impure. It's not like impure, the nature of suffering. It's a high realization. In fact, when we accomplish that realization, it's certain that we'll attain enlightenment in that life. And we've already become a deathless person. Why? Because at that point, when we have the realization of illusory body of the third stage, that divine body that is now appearing to us becomes our new basis for thinking I. Therefore, our previous ordinary sense of I, through imputing our I on this gross, impure body, that completely ceases. Our previous ordinary sense of I. If somebody still says our name, like we can still communicate as normal, but in our experience, that previous sense of an ordinary self has completely ceased, because we're no longer, even though this meaty body is no longer our basis for imputing I. It's I guess like a possession. You know, it's like at this point the fleshy body becomes like a house, and the illusory body is like someone living in the house. But no one else, ordinary beings, cannot see the illusory body. Only others who have gained the realization of the illusory body can see the illusory body. Okay, so already at this point, very, very, very highly realized being. So now we've accomplished the third stage.